This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. Colorado high schoolers may soon be required to learn about financial literacy in order to graduate. Lawmakers are deciding whether to add that as a requirement, but not everyone is sold on the idea. Frank Reeves with the Colorado Rural Alliance worries there's not enough time in the day to pack in all the requirements.
Our schools right now are so strapped, and they're just surviving with fewer teachers, lacks of counselors and support staff. And it's just not prudent to add more to their plate right now. And I don't hear anything or see anything in this bill or any other bills taking stuff off of the plate of our schools and our staff.
The bill is on track for its final vote in the state Senate before the session wraps up tomorrow. Denver City Council rejected a proposal to keep a network of automobile tracking surveillance cameras in Denver for another 2 years. Denverite's Paolo Chalceda.
The Flock system uses a hot list to identify license plates connected to crimes, including those belonging to stolen cars. The city put up more than 100 solar-powered Flock cameras at dozens of sites citywide last May as part of a pilot program. Critics argue the surveillance system infringes on privacy rights. However, the system will stay in place, for now. The mayor's office has extended the pilot program and said they will create a task force to address concerns around the contract before eventually reintroducing it. I'm Paolo Chalceda, Denverite.
Starting tomorrow, your driver's license or ID card must be Real ID compliant to use it to vote, fly commercially, or get into federal facilities. A Colorado driver's license that's up to date is compliant, but just to make sure, check the top right corner for a star. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.